I'm speaking with Steve Miller of West Union, Iowa, one of our BASF great growers. And the last time we talked to Steve was back in May. And at that time, he had gotten all of his corn planted and most of his beans. And things were looking pretty good. But I don't think, Steve, you've gotten in much rain since then. So the first thing I'd like to ask you is what has the impact been on your yield this year due to the hot, dry weather we had all summer?
Actually, the soybeans are hanging right in there. We averaged 64 on our further west farm and I guess 58 on the further east we went. So actually, it didn't affect the soybeans too much that we know of. Corn, on the other hand, we go from 0 to 230 in the same patch across the field. So yeah, that got impacted a little worse. And the corn on corn's worse than the corn on bean stubble.
How was your weather this year? I mean, how much rain did you get or not get this season?
Didn't really keep track, but we didn't get anything from about June till the end of August.
And what was the impact of the drought this year on your using different inputs as far as herbicides and fungicides are concerned? Because I know some of those require rainfall to really work. How did that impact you?
The herbicides, our soybeans, it's pretty tough to kill the weeds this year because there's not much you can do about it after they're flowering to kill the weeds. So that was a pretty tough job killing the weeds. I ended up spraying a little fungicide to keep the plant healthier. Hopefully it absorbed more moisture if there was any left in the ground. Those are the two things we dealt with.
So do you think that using the fungicide this year on the soybeans helped to help them get through the drought a little bit better?
It's pretty hard to tell. We didn't leave any check strips, I guess, but when we sprayed, beans were $16, and it wouldn't have taken much to make up for the product. So we thought that was a good decision.
Well, what are your thoughts on how the drought this year might impact the 2013 season? Because now that we're getting harvest and people are starting to look ahead to next year, what impacts might it have on you, especially in your operation for next year?
We'll probably do corn on corn if we don't get any moisture, because that seems to suffer the worst. Obviously, the year before, we used more moisture, so our rotation might differ a little bit. I guess we haven't given too much thought yet. We're still really in the harvest, seeing what we got to deal with.
Hey, where are you at as far as harvest is concerned at this point?
We finished beans Sunday night, and I suppose we're a third way down the corn. So.
Now, what do you think, this was, of course, an unusually dry season, but what would you like to see as far as a farmer is concerned to deal with this kind of a situation in the future from companies, whether they be chemical companies or seed companies or whatever? What would you like to see to help you your crops better survive a drought like we saw this year?
We definitely need new chemicals to kill weeds and soybeans after flowers. Roundup just won't do it alone, and there's not much you can put with it, I guess, after flower. So,
what about drought-resistant corn?
We've got some of that this year, and we haven't picked it to see, you know, if it did any better or worse than the rest of it. So,
and you mentioned the herbicides. Are you seeing any glyphosate-resistant weeds in your area?
Yeah, we got some water hemp that just laughs at us when we spray, and dandelions, giant ragweed, I guess, is getting a little more and more, it seems like, every year. So we were spraying, you know, 44 ounces of Roundup, and it didn't seem to do much. So,
well, overall, Steve, your just final thoughts here right now as you're going into harvest for this season?
We're actually happy with the yields we pulled off so far. I guess we were hoping for 100 bushel, to be honest, and we're exceeding that by some. I guess the more clay, the better yields we are this year. So we've got some fields running 200 and some running 100, depending on what the soil type is. So it's been interesting to see what this formula done with the correct amount of rain at the appropriate time. So.
Well, there's always next year, right?
Right. We're not going to give up, that's for sure.
All right, Steve, I'll let you get back at it. Thank you very much.